Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gilgeous Alexander gets post. He's going to back up. They're going to let him ISO. Draymond comes over. Defensive help. So the shot's up, and it's good at the three. Shai Gilgeous Alexander has the confidence not only of an MVP but also of a champion. And it's a 13-9 lead for the Thunder.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Posty! He got a jump. He got a Jimmy, man.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you
That's
live.
That's how I say from- Guru. So, good point here by 707, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. This isn't something that you would come up with. Evan did, though. But now I'll credit the 707. Kerr still hasn't played the lineup that went 23-8 last year. Steph, Pods, Butler, Moody, Draymond. We should be talking about that also.
I wonder what he would say to that.
Who?
Steve.
Well, he would say, well, I've been mandated to placate Jonathan Kuminga.
I got my own complaint.
Wow. Steve.
No, I mean, I'm not.
I got to go ahead.
I'm half. Yeah. I'm being half serious, yeah. But they're shoehorning Kuminga in there, and that comes at the expense of Moody.
But let's be honest, because you're not saying this, but I just want to make sure, Stoney, I'm checking you. Kuminga is not what ails this team at
yes,
all.
Yes, he is. They all
he
are.
He is one thing you don't have, mostly, and that's athleticism, length, speed. He's a unicorn damn near on his team with Moody right behind him.
Okay. He had a good first six games.
Now that's a whole different conversation.
Guru, like, sometimes...
Imagine him not on this team. What would their record be? I'm just being real. Think about that. And then you
six
can get
and
back to
six.
Me.
This is what I mean about Kuminga. Nah, like,
I get what you're saying, man. I will not defend his last few games, but man, we were all kissing his ass. I wasn't. I didn't have to. I was in the club. And now everybody's turning on him, and that's what we do, and I get it. But I'm talking about the stench of why we look so damn old. And maybe, partner, the answer is because we are.
Exactly.
Like, and I do got to tell you, nobody wants to hear this. I'm being real, Stoney. I'm over 50, and I play basketball still. I don't feel 50. I can still do the splits. But I'm noticing it happens fast. It happens over. You don't see it. No, I'm being real. You don't see it.
What?
Father Time is invisible.
You're emphasizing many of the things that I believe also. Okay, here's another thing I think that's going on with the Warriors.
Give it to me.
And this is, I think, and, you know, we don't look. When Draymond Green says we're not on the same page but doesn't say why or how or who, you know, we're left to interpret. And here's what I think. You ready?
Yeah.
I think Pods and Moody in particular, the young guys, Pods, Moody, and Kuminga.
Okay.
They think they want more of a role. Like, they think they should be playing more.
I want my young guys to think like that, though.
Okay.
All right?
However, they're not good enough yet, and the old guys know it. So the old guys can feel themselves slipping. and they need more help. Mm. And the young guys say they should be given more responsibility. But the reality is, I don't think the veterans think they've done enough to earn that playing time or these roles on the team. So Draymond's saying, yeah, you know what? We're getting old. These young guys, they want to play 30 minutes a game, but they're not helping us either.
And you got one guy calling himself Otani, wanting the keys. Well, how the hell you want the keys and you might not even be getting a ride? Now, just think about that. I came in here and I was honest. I was like, even if you thought that, you're not that caliber of player, Pods. I would say it to his face. Even if you think that, okay, but you don't go public with it because sometimes that can rub people the wrong way. And all of a sudden, months later, eye rolls by some of the guys. And just think, if you're Pods today reading that piece by Slater or that report,
okay,
you think you're closer to going out and having 30, 10, and 8? Or are you going to be on eggshells like, damn, but the owner started it. He might be an all-star. He's untouchable.
Did you believe him?
No.
You didn't believe Lacob?
I didn't believe Lacob thought that.
All right. This is what we're talking about today. Draymond Green, something's going on. What is it?
In your losses, you guys' turnover numbers have been pretty high. Is that the biggest issue right now?
It's definitely an issue. But they had 20 turnovers too, and they beat us by 30. So it's a lot more issues than just that.
What do you think is the biggest difference between the way you ended last season once Jimmy got here and what's going on right now?
I think everybody was committed to winning and doing that any way possible. And right now, it doesn't feel that way.
Personal agenda type stuff, or like, you know, I mean, I guess how was you kind of...
I think everyone has a personal agenda in this league, but you have to make this personal agenda work in the team confines. And if it doesn't work, then you kind of got to get rid of your agenda, or eventually the agenda is the cause of someone getting rid of you. And so, you know, I think You don't want a team with no personal agendas, because a goal is an agenda, you know? And so you got to have some type of personal agenda. But like I said, you got your personal agenda must fit into the confines of the team.
All right, that's what Draymond Green said after the loss last night. What does he mean? Who's he talking about?
Who's not committed to winning? Wow. And Slater did his best. He said how big of a problem. He talked about the turnovers, and then he said they had 20. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about this team.
This is a text that I kind of agree wholeheartedly with on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 415. Pointing the finger anywhere besides Butler, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler is a fool's errand. Jimmy took three shots. Draymond was embarrassing. And hopefully Steph was just rusty, but he was a step slow. You're going nowhere.
I agree with that.
You're going nowhere on the nights when the big three doesn't play well. Mm. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland. Man. What's up, Smooth?
Oh, I'm so glad you guys have this.
Hey, it's a lot. Lots happened since your last call, man. I can't wait to hear you.
Hey. Please let me get this all out. Please. I must.
All right.
First of all, how you guys doing? Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
Let me say this, man. Something disturbed me. First of all, Draymond has his pulse in that locker. Don't be deceived. He's talking to two people. We all know he's talking to two people. He's talking to Kuminga. He's talking to Pilots. Now, here's the thing. What I saw an interview 3 days ago. Pods was visiting the other club, the club in Santa Cruz, and they were interviewing him. And they asked him, hey, what were you working on this summer? You know, people working on a jump shot. You know what Pod's answer was that disturbing
me? I didn't hear it.
He said he's been working. Let me tell you what he said. I said, wait a minute, what? He said, I've been working on my leadership. Not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear, I've been working on my dribbling.
Dude!
I was working on my jump shot. What the heck are you talking about? See, Pod has been getting gaslitten by somebody in that organization. Because he's saying he's talking crazy.
Wow.
Listen, last night I saw a championship team against a team that was never a threat. That's just what I saw.
Yeah.
I would have thought, as former champs, that we would have some pride. We said, well, I'm at least make you feel me. They never felt them, man. They never felt
wow.
us. I'm going to say, I wasn't playing, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I do.
Now, Draymond is talking to somebody, guys. Draymond is not a dum-dum. He's talking to someone.
Right.
And he got his message sent. We're trying to figure it out. He knows exactly who he's talking about. I felt better knowing that we would have I would have felt better knowing that that loss is disturbing. That's why I'm not mad at Draymond. Let me know that they're not taking this well. That's good. Whatever you need to work out. But, guys, can I just officially, for the first time, put a rat on the table and hear that little squealing sound? Can
Brought
I
to you by it is. Go ahead, baby.
Here's what the rat is. Here's what it is. Are we going to continue to stunt Will Rich's growth? Because he's coming. He's coming. And why did he only get a little playing time last night? If we would be honest, I think we would be a better team if he took Pod's minutes. And I know that's not going to happen. I'm just telling you, I think we'd be a better team. And the last caller, he said something very significant. We're not seeing that team that went off on those rolls last night. Why? Because I believe Steve Kerr has been told you're putting JK up in here. Now, that's what I believe. Because why would we not be seeing the same team that went up on the numbers? The only equation that is, and I'm not blaming JK. His game does not suit what we want to do.
Not with these guys.
Something is wrong with him. It just doesn't suit this squad.
Right.
But I believe we are forcing a square peg in a round hole because he doesn't have a choice. I think the owner told him that. Now, here's something that
real quick, Smooth, real quick.
Real quick. Steve Kerr says this team, he knows what this team is going to be. We're like a front-loaded mutual fund right now. We're taking all the hits and the taxes up front. But the schedule's going to work favorable.
It will.
Guys, don't give up. Don't abandon. We'll be better.
All right.
We'll make the playoffs. But we gotta go through this rough year. All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you. I wouldn't say we're definitely going to make the playoffs.
I can't believe that answer, and I hadn't heard that.
Oh, my God.
What have you
Pies
been
does
working
a lot
on?
Of interviews, so it's not hard to miss one or two. So after Draymond Green said what he said, Nick Friedel went up to Jimmy Butler and said, this is what Draymond said. What do you think?
Committed to winning.
And Jimmy Butler said, you know, he thought Draymond was partially correct and then said, we've just got to get back to doing whatever it takes to win. This is Jimmy Butler. Everybody's going to have to sacrifice something. I can't tell you what that sacrifice might be for every individual. It may be different for every individual every single night, but it's got to get back to winning is the main thing and the only thing. The fight, honestly. I think that's the fight, that the fight's not always there. We've got to fight no matter what. And most of that fighting I'm talking about is on the defensive end. Not getting stops means you're just not playing hard. You're just not doing whatever it takes to win.
Well, then that, you know what? The more I feel a little better just letting it all out and this unity you and I are having with the listeners and Evan and everybody, but I do feel a tad bit better, but I am more perplexed now about why we haven't seen that lineup. Like, we should see it tonight. I'm just curious, there could be a solid answer from Kerr, but Stani,
But what do you do with Kuminga then?
That's what I'm saying. He's nobody for...
But keep in mind...
He's not going
every,
to erupt or you're not going to lose him.
But keep in mind that when Steven Jackson and people say, oh my God, Curry, Butler, Kuminga, Green, and somebody
him.
Else, that's the best of the bet.
I'm with him. Okay, but Kerr could give a rat's behind that. But Stani, don't you think it's strange that you... And maybe he's got something tonight and we see that lineup.
I think... That
is just a little weird.
I think we all got schnookered into thinking that everything's fine with Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors. And I don't think it is. I don't think
he's
playing.
Well, he's a young player, Stoney.
He's not a young player anymore. He's in his fifth year.
Now, see, when we have other arguments, you say he's young.
He is young, but, I mean, he's not inexperienced.
My point is, he's no but one person's bigger than the team.
And right. Everybody can get blamed.
But I know you're
they
like, dude, what you learned today?
Deserved it.
I want to see that old lineup again.
Okay.
As ASAP.
Okay, but keep in mind, everybody was clamoring for Kuminga. They go 4-1, and everyone's like, see, Kuminga, right, he should be you. Starting. Right. He's the man. Look, him and Butler can play together. Him, Butler, Draymond. Well, okay, that's fine. So you think they can play together now? All last year, Steve Kerr said they couldn't. They played well together for 3 games, and everybody thinks it's going to last for 79 more.
Right.
It's not the way basketball works.
But your boy can be used moody like a yo-yo, Pods for that matter, like a yo-yo, but Kuminga can't, and he has been treated like a yo-yo, so why couldn't they, for the betterment of the team, I'm going to go back to this lineup one night and see what we get.
I'm sure they will at some point. Moody was hurt at the beginning of the year. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Joe's in Toronto.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Canada.
Welcome.
I'm good. Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Trying to figure it out, Joe.
Okay, I just have a few things to talk about. Okay, so last night, the game changed when JK got subbed out of the game. The Warriors were down 4 points. He goes to the bench, sits for 8 minutes, comes back in the game when they're down 20 points. And who came in the game for Kuminga? Buddy Hield. As soon as he came in the game, SGA gets an and-one. That's one mistake. And also, Draymond Green is clogging the lane.
Oh.
Draymond Green is clogging the lane. And Jimmy Butler taking only 3 field goals, getting $60 million. That's insane. Pods gets in the lane, picks up the ball, doesn't kick it out. In 2 games, Pods has two assists only, and he's a point guard. Meanwhile, Richards is sitting on the bench, and he's playing well. We have to start criticizing Steve Kerr. We have to start calling out Steve Kerr when he's doing a bad job. And you can't bench JK because he's the only athletic guy on the team. The average age for the OKC is 25 years old, so we can't have a bunch of old guys trying to keep up with the young guys.
Oh, man.
Jenkins, you played 30 minutes. Moody, 30 minutes. All the young guys, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Give the old guys 20 minutes, 23 minutes.
Joe, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And nobody loves Canada more than I do. Those are facts. By the way, Kuminga may not play tonight.
Yeah.
Tendonitis?
In the knee, I think.
Tendonitis? See.
You ever had that?
I don't think so.
You were a jumper.
When he's talking, the last caller in Toronto's, you know, talking about we should play the young guys more. Okay, but what about the strategy that you've been trying to employ for the last 2 years of doing everything and anything for Steph Curry? You can't bring in Jimmy Butler, and you can't re-sign Draymond Green, and you can't have Steph Curry as your cornerstone, and then think these young guys are gonna you know what? I said this a couple years ago, 2 years ago. They're old players, and it's still their old players are too old, and their young players are still too young.
Yeah, I got you,
and that's a problem.
And I'm gonna say this, and you could say I'm not overreacting, Stoney. I'm gonna ask you a question real quick here. Oh, he don't like that.
Who?
How many total games in the regular season did the Warriors play last year?
82?
Okay. Right. Bean, I know you're like, why are you asking? They had 5 losses in 82 games of 20-plus more deficits, okay? Right. They've played 12 games this year, and ask me how many 20-point losses do they have through 12.
How many?
3!
Hmm.
So, something is off. And I think a trade now, all that stuff that I thought, oh, no, we got it, we're good. Stoney, anything is possible, Kevin Garnett, now, because we are small, we are older, and we're slow. The slow part to me is the watch the games, and the Quentin Jacksons of the world and the Ryan Rollins are giving us problems because naturally we're slower.
Right.
We're older. And they're taking it. I don't know, man, I'm with Gus Johns. But they're taking advantage of us. And I don't like it.
It's going to happen more.
Don't say that. You don't.
Of course I know.
It starts tonight. Wimby might have 90 rebounds.
I feel like, you know, and I love this from the morning show.
What'd they do?
They basically started to say, are we not being honest with ourselves about this team?
Jimmy Butler said it.
Right. And the answer, you are not being honest about the Warriors.
No, that hurt.
I'm sorry.
Okay, and what
You're
part?
Just not. Everything. You believe, you don't take into account that as great as these players are, they're getting worse. And the young players that we think might be stars aren't even close to that yet, Jonathan Kuminga included. And now their old guys are up against it, and they can't do what they've been able to do for the majority of their careers. And guess what? The young guys aren't helping. They're starting to maybe get a little selfish, according to Draymond. But you know what? They're looking at the veterans saying, what are you guys doing? And the veterans are looking at the young guys saying, well, you guys aren't good enough yet.
Well, that's a recipe for disaster.
And then the young guys say, what are you guys talking about? You guys have been lousy this year.
That's a recipe for disaster.
I'll never forget this. I still could be wrong. But I asked you, do you allow for the possibility that the Warriors could be relatively healthy this year and not be a very good team?
I'll never forget it.
Right.
And maybe that's why I'm over here reacting the way that I am. But I hope today's show, an episode of Steiny and Guru, has been predicated on what I didn't like from what the leaders last night after the loss and their part of not performing up to their standard. And to your question or theory, Steiny, about the Warriors, through 12 games, what I'm uncomfortable with and what I'm having a hard time with is I didn't know they were going to look like they didn't have the energy night in, night out from the start of the season. If we're in December or January, I could almost process it and digest it. But are you kidding me? This is what we're getting? And now Talkgate has happened. Trey is barking back at any reporter on social. That's when you know you're at the end. You do that stuff at the end.
Goo, come on. He's done that his whole career.
Nah, not like that. But you backed it up on the court.
It doesn't feel
He's in the way. Jimmy should have the ball 99.9. Dre's bringing it up for
so you
watch
be
it for what? You ain't going nowhere.
So
you ain't going to shoot it.
You want to change their style? Go to an isolation team with Jimmy Butler. Hold. Like having Carmelo Anthony, only not nearly as good. That ain't going to work.
Put some respect on Melo's name in game.
I mean,
Steiny.
I get why I get.
Yeah. Get what?
I can't self-reference.
We got 42
but
pages.
It's like.
Would this show become if you can't self-reference?
And the fact people think you're happy, that hurts me.
I'm not happy.
Like,
I'm frustrated that some people aren't realistic.
Oh, you're
about
talking
this
to me.
Team.
Yes. But I'm not proven wrong yet.
But you're so incredulous.
But you know what I'm not seeing is valid. That's what you're not saying.
I disagree.
I need you to build me up more. Say I understand why you're mad. Crap that Jimmy and Dre said that and started some stuff. Put a name on it. But forget that. The play on the court stinks.
When you want to talk about this team like they are in reality mode and not talk about this team right now, like they're a Western Conference final team.
I said it
team.
At the summit, and I wasn't by myself.
Well, guess what? Your assessment is going to be completely wrong until it's not. And they're older.
They look slow, man.
See, this is why I want to strangle your ass.
You meant that.
They looked slower last year than they looked the year before. You know what I mean?
But it was a slower by choice. It was like, this is how we play. This is our style.
What are you talking about?
This slow is like, Steiny, they're sped up. Did you see OKC blowing up the Warriors trying to pick and roll?
Sure.
It was like a great cornerback playing press man on the best receiver, and it worked. It was like, nah, there's no like, fear
if
factor.
If you want to know the truth,
Curry's all we got
I think you're being overly harsh on this team right now.
And
the reason you're being overly harsh is because right now you think they're better than they are, and they're not.
Wow.
And so you're expecting them to play it to a level that they have not played at, certainly not this
year. Since last year, second half, you guys act like that was 10 years ago. Like, just understand and say, "Goo, okay, you're going off of, it was 31.
It doesn't matter.
That was just April. Just give me that to where you could, okay, Stanley, they weren't in coffins.
I'm not giving you anything.
They went and rested, worked on their body, went on vacation. And I'm wrong to think they couldn't.
Yes, you're wrong to expect it. You can hope for it, but damn it, how can you expect 3 35 and up guys to be better year after year? All right.
Looks like there's food here.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It is Warriors Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appearances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
I agree with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone has a personal agenda committed to winning. It doesn't feel that way.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, that was Draymond Green talking about agendas after last night's loss at Oklahoma City, 126-102. And they got to come back tonight and play against San Antonio. Kuminga questionable tonight. Post is also dealing with something, but he's just game timers.
Now, I forgot
left Achilles.
That we had a potluck here at the job.
Yeah.
If you look at Evan's plate, you think it's potluck. So he's loaded up. Evan, you got a lot on that plate. I'm jealous, but I didn't bring anything.
I brought some rolls.
No, I didn't say you didn't.
I didn't bring anything, so I'm not. I don't.
You don't participate?
Nope. Not if I don't bring anything.
I don't trust everybody.
Wait until the very, very end.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't usually eat at work after my breakfast.
You ate at the summit.
Yeah, I did.
Wow,
Goob. That man had the neck down like the horses on the side of the road when they're eating the grass. It's just,
the
no,
things
you got
that bother people. Unbelievable.
That is, it doesn't bother me. I want you to eat. No, I used to eat.
It didn't bother you.
Well, did you eat on air like while you guys were doing the show?
Yes.
Yeah, I was in the middle of...
Well, that's a problem.
Ask Dibs and Willard.
Yes, I finished a meal as Willard was setting up a question.
Why you go? Oh, Will
I knew he was
going
to go to Shasky.
No, he didn't go to Shasky. Shasky took it. Dude, I love you guys, man.
Well,
I do want to say this.
You know, you...
Just remember,
Jordan had me potted down.
Right. We got our own problems here, but something I saw last night as I left the hospital. Hey, Doug Christie, you don't got to tell us what you're going to do. That never works. Just go do it. Sonny, I thought that was whack. You don't call a presser, not take questions, and tell us it's going to change.
Boy, you're
That's
down
like me
on
before
every
the
team
bedroom
right now.
With the missus. You don't talk about it. You kind of just hope you have it, you know?
I'll try to get that for everybody before the end of the show. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Just do it, Nike.
We just have a fundamental problem, and we're going to have to battle through all year.
Well, I got an army behind me because we're all pissed off, and you feel like we all should have saw it coming.
Well, you should have allowed for it. That's all I'm saying. I didn't think it was good. Oh, it's definitely going to happen. But
it hasn't happened. We're seeing signs.
Yeah, okay. Well, then why are you so mad?
Because of the guys talking after. Because now you're telling me it's bigger than the game on the court.
Yes,
it is. If you're Kuminga, Potts, or Santos, or even Post, honestly, let's just spend a minute on it. How would you take those comments? Would you go up to Dre and say, hey, man, you know, hey, brother, were you talking about me? I couldn't function. I would have to ask. Were you talking to me, Dre?
I was talking to everybody, Goo.
All right, and that, all right. Well, he went
so get off me.
All right.
And who are you again? Which player were you coming up to and asking why?
I'm Pods.
Pods, yeah. You're the last guy who should be coming up and talking to me.
See, but why do you say that? People turning on Pods.
People turning on everybody.
But
what happens when you lose.
No, but Draymond needed to be humbled. Let's be honest. You don't say you want the keys.
Pods can dunk.
Even if you want the keys, you don't say it. And now those little, they're coming back. Steiny, Otani. Now he's not starting. So it might really be something.
All right. Tom and Sonoma.
Tommy.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Hey, man. The last five games, we're playing like a G League, not an NBA team, man. Last night's game, I enjoyed the fourth quarter more than I did the other three quarters with the first stringer.
Wow.
Draymond is like a cancer. We can't get rid of him, and he's growing the wrong way. He is toxic. If I got to see him another year, I'm going to have to divorce myself from the Warriors.
Oh, no.
I'm willing to take draft picks for Draymond, and I don't care. That's good with me. Guys, I got to tell you, Guru, Steiny, I love your show, man. Your chemistry is so special. I don't listen to anybody but you every day.
Wow.
I have a little saying, man. You guys have a little wang with a little twang.
There it is.
You're the man, Tom. Yeah. Thank you for the kind words.
I always like that word, twang. Twang.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
That one hurts me, man. Scotty.
Hey,
damn.
Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Hey, Gary, he wants to talk about the defense.
All right.
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
Yeah,
a while.
What's up,
yeah,
buddy?
Devers put it in my face at the end, but I was happy for that. But anyway, yeah, I've been a fan of the 60s, and dude, all this gossip's a bunch of BS. I could care less. It's not going to make them play better defense. Mm. They don't play D. They don't. They hung their hat on their defensive league at all, and those guys, they do this run and gun. They should join the ABA back in the day. They don't play defense. Perimeter, inside or out. They don't play defense. The other teams, the other teams are better. They're quicker, they're better, they're more fundamentally sound on offense. And you go Oklahoma City, you got all the bling, they're the best defensive team in the league. Usually the team that plays a D in any sport, look at Philly, look at the Dodgers, I hate to say that, play the best D, wins, period. And this is what the fans have to look forward to. I've been here watched them since 1965, born in 57 here. They have to look, what they have to look forward to is this what's coming here. That's why you bought a WNBA team. For the fans to have another type of enjoyment. What's it worth, $500 million now? But this is what they got to look forward to. And you don't talk about Anthony Davis. Nothing against him personally, but would you buy a car named Anthony Davis? No. I don't mean to do that, but you know, guys, where I'm going.
Yeah.
Sure. Giannis isn't coming here. Why would he leave? The East is tough enough. Why would he come to the West? Well, there's no way in blank, and he would be the only guy in the house after everybody walks away. I mean, Rick Welsh got out. Myers got a halo over his head to get out of here. This is Kerr's last year, if I'm right. And then look what we got coming here. I mean, let's be honest about it. It's been a great ride. I've been a great ride since Bill King, God rest his soul. But this is right in front of you. And all this stuff on the side, it's like Draymond's trying to get out of here. That's what it seems like.
Mm.
But you still, you want to take him?
I know.
I mean, this is what it's about. And pause. You looking for trouble when he sat next to the owner in the WNBA game.
Wow, man.
That was just right in front of everybody. I mean, he didn't see it in front of him. My Angelou, who I got to know, God rest her soul, and you guys know what I'm going to say.
Sure.
If somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
Man.
Take care of you guys.
Did you really, Gary? Gary, did you really meet her?
Sorry?
Did you really meet her?
Yeah. She at Washington High School. I went to Bow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure might have seen her at a Warrior game over the last, decade or two.
Yeah, Dola Schwartz or two. I met them both at almost at the same time. God, I mean, she's still alive. God, I mean, they're just gems on this earth, and more people should read about all of them.
Wow. Thank you, Gary. Good stuff.
I can keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Wow. Oh. Yeah.
What?
No, I just, like Quentin Jackson.
Who's he?
The Pacer guard
from the G League
or wherever they got him from, Costco. The pace of play is bothersome, Sonny. And
they're too slow or too fast?
No, we can't stop anybody.
Mm.
Triple penetration is our kryptonite.
I'm still wondering how they're going to be a really good defensive team.
How'd they do it last year for half 30 games? Yeah. Every metric improved. ESPN in this TVs were littered with, hey, Warriors got the best. They were running with. But you went down. I got to tell you, that was nice how you went down who they play.
888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, Guru's asking a fair question, and I don't have all the answers. Why does this team look so different than it looked at the end of last season when essentially their personnel is exactly the same?
And you went and added a 40-year-old who can't play every other night. Well, every night. Listen, nothing against Horford, Stoney, but that wasn't an antidote. You needed a Thundercat. Even if he wasn't as good as Horford, you needed this team.
You realize they don't
cannot
have,
does not look to score in the paint.
Okay, so
just from afar. I don't like. Come on, Stoney. You need body punches.
Let's look at it rationally. That when you decide to continue the Steph thing, you're going to pay Steph $60 million. Okay, he's worth it. Then you acquire Butler and you break him off 50 plus.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you have Draymond at 25. You have a Thundercat, Kuminga. You just paid him 25. You have no money to get a Thundercat. Like, how? Like, what's your definition of a Thundercat? I can't even believe I'm saying
it's not an all-star. It's you got to fit the DNA.
The name.
6'8", 6'9", name. Siakam's a Thundercat.
Anybody on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's a 9.
Even Barnhart?
No, but Jiang.
You're going to laugh. Hachimura for the Lakers. He's a Thunder. Like, just somebody that can move and that is young and it moves fluidly and can do some things. Okay. That's all I'm asking.
So you're the Lakers. You're what, 8-3?
Man, now Bronx feeling better. A shocker.
What? Why would they get rid of Hachimura?
Oh, no. You said,
but
okay.
That's my point.
Well, like, you said you didn't say available. That's how you meant. But
they've put themselves
dudes like that or, you know.
They don't have the money. They can't acquire guys like that.
And that's why I'm saying to you, you got, and I feel like Joe Lacob might say, "Goo, you're onto something," for the first time if he's ever asked that. That's why you got to be very careful of getting rid of or unloading Kuminga, because you don't have a lot of what you need in the league that's giving your defense the business night in, night out.
See, this is where...
That's what shocked me through 12 games. I want to play the Warrior defense, whoever I am offensively. And that's a shocker to me. Jimmy Butler is not Jimmy Butler, you're right, of 6 years ago.
Yeah, nobody is.
OG Anunoby would be God if he was in a Warrior uniform.
Well, we could go down the list of a lot of players and say that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's like that, man. Like, seriously, I'm starting to see the light. But it's a train.
Let's go to Father Time in Napa.
Oh, man.
Hey, Father Time, how you doing?
What a name.
Hey, guys. Speaking of old people... let me pander first. Love your show.
Thank you.
There you go. I want to talk about Draymond Green for a second because I feel contractually obligated. you know, he's what, a top five all-time defender?
Yeah.
Say yes. Let's pretend that that's true. One of the most unique point forward offensive savants ever.
Sure.
He makes a really great backdoor bounce pass and sets great screens at the top of the key. I love it.
oh, man. I love it.
You know, he may be the worst teammate. The way I qualify teammate of all time, I mean, I think Coach said it. You know, a leader
That's
takes
it.
All the blame.
Man.
All the blame. 100% of the blame. And never says anything publicly to anybody else. You know, Matt Nahegan probably takes all the blame at the station, right? Never throws anybody under the bus. Never says, hey, somebody here at the station is really not carrying their weight. That would just never happen. And yet he gets away with this stuff. Draymond gets away with this stuff, which has been making me insane for the better part of a decade. I just can't. I mean, I coach basketball. I coach, you know, I just can't deal with it, honestly. Right. That's why I'm calling you.
Wow, I'm with you.
He's somebody that, you know, does weird, obtuse, cloaked statements to the press about somebody. He, you know, talks about an agenda. The dude is the only one on the team with a podcast. He wants everybody to stand on their feelings, you know, say it with your chest. And yet he's whispering things in the locker room. It's bananas. So I don't know what to say about that. That's acceptable. I suppose it's acceptable, or at least you can look past it when you're winning championships.
Right.
Or you're contending for championships. When you're not and you're aging ungracefully, it's unacceptable. And I think you're right. I think you're right, Steiny. I don't think there's a market for him. I don't think you're going to go get multiple picks. I think if you package something with him, somebody might take it because of the expiring contract next year. I think he's got one more year after this. But I just find the whole, you know, this is the price we pay. I'm nobody. This is the price that's paid for winning four championships. You know, you get married to people, you fall in love with people. You can't think of a world in which Steph Curry is not a Warrior. But that day is coming because, A, he's either going to retire 36 to 48 months from now, or he's going to be traded. And you've got to really start questioning the wisdom of keeping him forever, other than nostalgia and selling jerseys. Because when he retires, when he steps down, you know what you get? You know, in compensatory picks, you get nothing. Right. You get nothing. So the future that we're all talking about, this two timelines reality, is going to get really ugly, because you're picking at, you know what you get in the middle when you're 41 and 41? You get the 16th pick in the draft, maybe the 14th.
Yeah.
And good luck building your squad. Unless you hit lightning with the 7th pick in the draft, you get Stephen, you know, Curry, you're in deep trouble. So this is going to be a fun year. I know it's only, what are we, 12 games in?
We got time.
I think we're going to be fine. Yeah, we're going to be fine. Hey, guys. Thanks.
No, appreciate you, Father Time. Thank you.
But real quick, signing to Father Time, and Coach Invalio said it, and I asked him, I did the follow-up question about how did he perceive those comments, and if Dre, maybe that's what I'm dealing with, had you started with saying the onus on you, then got into that, maybe that would have hit different, you think?
Well,
I mean, just finesse one-on-one, corporate one-on-one.
Yeah, but like that's not who Draymond is.
Well, who's
like,
going to tell him about himself?
Doesn't matter
and
anymore.
What he's not
it's
doing.
It's too late. Guru, he's 15 years in. Like, seriously, this is what happens. He's losing his voice and he's losing his game. That's what happens when you're 35 or 36 years old and you want to be the guy Draymond Green is. It's not going to be pleasant for Draymond Green. He has been a certain type of player, and he's been a certain type of teammate his whole career, and now he's losing juice in ways that are not just confined to the court, and we're going to have to figure it out with him.
Let me run this by you and he's eating my Jonathan Kuminga theory. So he's leading the team with 34 turnovers. And I don't care if it's 54.
Well,
keep trying to cook.
Okay, that's a problem.
Okay, I've mentioned, I think he's thinking too much. This team, he wants to do something and play this pace, but I feel like there's just a thought, and I could be wrong, Steiny, there's just a thought that he's like, oh, I got to play the right way. But I've noticed here in the last two games.
God forbid he try to play the right way.
You tell me what you think. This is where I'm going.
Getting sick of him
now,
too.
He's standing in the corner, not cutting like Richard does, and he's just standing in the corner, and I'm wondering if that's a lack of confidence because he's turning the ball over. Like, come, you know, don't just stand like a bump on a pickle in the corner, JK, cut. Do the things that we see Richard do. But I've just noticed, I wonder if that's just the totality of him losing confidence because he's turning the ball over, hold on to the turnover a bit longer. I could be totally wrong, but I'm like, JK, you're the last guy that needs to be anchored over there in the corner. You move, cut. But if you're turning the ball over and not confident, you probably don't even want to rock.
Don't, like,
I'm being, yeah, I've just noticed that, like, ooh,
he's a turnover machine when he's trying to make a play. Like,
damn.
He can't handle the ball. That's a problem. Well, he's getting 25.
His handle,
he can handle it, Stein.
It's not just, good enough. Yeah. What do you mean?
The first five games, it wasn't as apparent as it is now.
He didn't make one move in the first five games where he crossed somebody over. And, like, that's.
Maybe that's it. And you're right. But, Steiny, man.
But, man, what?
He's going into doing a little.
What? What's he doing?
The fadeaway, and he's on the ground and the left, and it's not hitting the rim. It's just like, ugh.
This is what, like.
I can't wait for Willard and Dibbs. When they got Coach on, because they're going to have Kerr on sometime this week. Well, how? They got a game today? No. They're off tomorrow, so it'll probably be tomorrow.
Right.
You would think I work here. I'd find out before I even brought it up. But I do radio with my sleeve. And I got to say something off the record stuff. That wasn't irritated, believe
me. No.
Earlier, why Coach and Vallejo, because I got to say this, Ernie Chavez, we're family forever. Coach from Vallejo called, and I remembered the compliment he gave Evan Saturday. And Ernie said, "Goo, when you got to beg for the compliment, when you get it, it's kind of not that it don't hit the same." And I needed to hear that. You can't fish for stuff. Organically, it happens to hit. So I'm in here thirsty, begging for a compliment from the coach. You know, hopefully in a couple of weeks, I've been hitting the gym. You can't ask for compliments.
It's like I agree with you.
It's like the girl, and I'm telling you, before I got married, give me some flowers.
Oh.
And then they really wanted me to go out and get flowers, come back in and act like I did it organically. Sure. And they'll thank you. No, you told me to go get them. It's not the same. So I got to quit fishing for stuff. Evan got the compliment. Good on E.
Yeah, you do have problems when other people get complimented. It's strange.
Yeah, I've noticed it too.
So,
what you got, man?
You know what? How about this?
6-6 is nasty. Yeah, like Jay, that's all I'm gonna say.
Like,
go ahead.
I do think Kuminga's been pretty lousy the last five or six games.
I would not.
I'm not blaming him. The Stars have stunk.
There it is.
Come on, Goo.
I said that.
Yeah, you're afraid.
You get mad when I say it because. I'm like, JK's the last item on my list, man.
And just I'm not going to hold the players
accountable. Why don't you just acknowledge, Steiny, they are old, and I'm worried. That's fine.
So you just had me on mute.
I want you to say it.
You've been ignoring
State
me.
State it.
I've said it the whole 2 hours I've been here.
Yeah.
I might have got it wrong. Father Time looks to be winning with the big three.
But here's the thing. You can still rip them all year long, even if they're just old and hapless.
No, because then we're going to be on the play-in. If this team's part
you
of the play-in.
This is a play-in team?
No, if it is,
you
I'm
realize
out.
It might not
I
be.
I would not get it. I'll watch it.
Okay.
I love it.
Let me do it this
if
way.
If this team is in the play-in, I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to take it a step further. So you are not allowing for the possibility that the Warriors
this scares me.
Could miss the playoffs.
Steiny, if that happened, I'd quit. Like, that's. Maybe that's what's
isn't
happening
what my mom
subconsciously.
Used to say, quit trying to cheer me up.
Maybe that's where I'm at. That's what's scaring me.
You do realize that's possible.
But how?
One guy goes down for a month.
Or what if one guy doesn't go down and you're just 6-6, 12-12, 24-24, 36-36?
If let's just say they get off this road trip and they're 8-10 or 8-11. Then they're 16-17.
Now stop it. That's the last 4 years. Outside of 2022.
And that's strange because you haven't changed the team. So.
But you brought, yes, you did. You went and got another alpha male.
No, you didn't. He's not.
And that's
what we're finding out.
Yeah.
He's an alpha male on his terms.
Wow. Steiny, I'm going to give you something on that because I am noticing, does Jimmy have a cape?
No, he doesn't. And Steph might not have one either. Anymore.
He's averaging 25.
Mm-hmm. Look at his percentages. No, go ahead. Say he's not losing anything. Say he's the same player. No, you can. And he might be. He's sick. I'm going to give him it's Steph Curry. I'm going to take
but
that
he's
into
playing
account.
Tonight.
Yeah.
So is Dre needed to play tonight. That would have been the optics horrible.
Yeah, and you know what? He might stink tonight on the back-to-back.
Was that really a back-to-back? When you get down 36? Did you play last?
Play 20
any
minutes.
Warrior? Did you play last night? Back to back, my tail.
Well, if you're gonna scoff at back to backs, you shouldn't have said we're building around the old guys. Monty Poole coming up at 1 o'clock. NBC Sports Bay Area covers the Warriors. We'll jump into some other calls on the other side. And that segment was brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.